Today, the theme in the readings is all about trust. All about trust. And that's one of the qualities you like to instill in your children as you raise them, to trust one another. And we also tell them not to trust some people. You know, don't trust people that you don't know and they come and ask you for a ride in their car, is one example. So we tell people to trust. We tell our children to trust, yet we tell them not to trust. And so it becomes a little difficult as they grow up to figure out where that all is about. And in our readings today, we have the same issue. In the first reading, Ahaz, the king of Israel, was in the midst of a war. He was going to have a war with the Assyrians because they were coming to destroy them. And Isaiah the prophet said, ask for a sign. Ask for a sign from God that will help you. And Ahaz says, no, I'm not interested in that. Ahaz wanted to be in charge. He wanted to have things on his own terms. He wasn't willing to trust anybody else, including God. And yet, even with that, God gave him this sign. The sign would be the Emmanuel. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. So God didn't get limited by Ahaz's choice. He loved Israel, he loved his people, and he was unwilling to have them be destroyed by the enemy. So despite himself, the Israelites succeeded. And then we have this gospel, this dream of Joseph. I mean, what a preposterous thing to say for the angel to tell him that Mary, his wife, was going to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Would any of you believe that? I mean, imagine that. I mean, it sounds preposterous, not possible. And yet Joseph, because he trusted, he accepted the angel's word and took Mary into his home. So on both counts, we have people doing different things with a request for trust. God requested Ahaz to trust him, and Ahaz refused. God, through the angel, asked Joseph to trust him, and he did. And we know the following story, which we'll hear on Wednesday, the rest of the story. Letting go of what we think is the outcome should be, to let go of what we think the outcome should be in circumstances in our lives where we are struggling or challenged is hard to do. To let go of our expectations, our wishes, our wants, and turn them over to God. We might think, well, that's pretty naive. I'm supposed to make this or that decision. And that's true. We do make decisions. We can't blame God or we can't blame other people for the decisions we make. But as we grow and as we come into our lives and pray to God, we pray for the grace to make the right decision. So we're preparing for all these significant decisions in our lives by the prayer and by worshiping at Mass and by all the other things that we do as Christian people. We prepare ourselves for those decisions by asking God to be part of that. We turn to God and say, Lord, you are the one that's in charge. Help me to do what I need to do. That's the prayer we begin with. And then when we come to those hard decisions, we can count on God to help us. We don't have to be anxious or worried or fearful. Because we have, with the best of intentions, we've asked our God to be with us. And God is really asking first. He's saying, I want to be with you. That's what he did in the first reading. He wanted to be with Ahaz, but Ahaz refused. God is calling us too. He's saying, I want to be with you in your life and help you through your life because I called you to be one of my children, one of my people. And so for you and for me, the conclusion then is to say to God, Lord, this is my situation. I trust you. And a lot of that fear and uncertainty can dissipate when we do such a thing. Now, it's not easy. I'm not saying it's a simple thing to do. We all struggle with decisions. We all struggle with what to do, and we rather hold on tight to what we decide. But we are invited to let go, just as Joseph was invited to let go in the dream and take Mary despite the nature of the request. He did it. And if Joseph could do that with such a preposterous request, so you and I can.